This is some discussion on Atma. We can read about Atma. What's the difference between Yava and the body? Interesting points here. The question is asked, when the person dies, the Atma leaves the physical body. Does it identify with the subtle body? The answer, the Atma identifies with the subtle body, which means mind, intelligence, etc. Without the gross body, it can't express itself. The Atma is aware of itself, therefore is self-conscious. Someone wants to know what happens in dreams. In Gita chapter 2, verse 24, it says, Yama is achala, immovable. It doesn't go anywhere. The subtle body, mind, intelligence may move around, expand, and contract. So that's how we have out-of-body experiences. The Atma does not have its own senses to interact. Krishna calls the Atma avyakta, unmanifest. The Atma doesn't have any manifest form or senses. The only way the Atma can interact is through a body. Either through a material body or a spiritual body. The Atma does not touch the physical body, but moves along with it because of karma. It is because of our prarabdha karma that the Atma stays attached to the body. These subtle and gross bodies are coverings of the Atma, although they do not contact it directly.